Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends! This is so exciting. We are continuing our series of Shiurim. In the Rambam Hilchos Malachim, we are on Perek Tes Halacha Yudalad. We've already had two Shiurim on this Halacha. We already saw Torah Neflos, Mitoras Hashem. We asked numerous kashas. And in the previous Shiur, we established the Yesod. And the Yesod is that according to the Rambam, Mitzvah's Dinim is not Mitzad Etzem Inyan Shal Hamadis Hadayonim. Not an inherent mitzvah. The Rambam says it's only b'chol pelech u'pelech, not b'chol year over year. But rather, it's to be kovei amatzav of anhaga shalei shachis olam ayidei beis din. That through the beis din, by the means of the beis din, the world should have law and order. The world shouldn't be corrupted. That is the purpose of the beis din. And since that's the purpose of the beis din, it's pshita that in addition to the actual courts, they also have to establish a legal system. They also have to legislate. They also have to make laws of what they call in the rabbinic literature a datni musit, sort of a humanistic religion where there are laws, rules and regulations in order that the world should not be corrupted. That's also the tafkid of the Beis Din. And their rules are mechayiv everybody, and that includes dinim. That's dinim. Dinim is judges and rules, because the purpose is shaloi shachis olam, so it's pasha, you need both. And that's the Rambam says in Uchas Nachalis, in Perek Vav, Halacha Tes, that an Akum yarshins his father according to the Torah, but other Yerushos, whatever the custom is what's done. Frektim in Chaschinuch and Mitzvotav, why does the Rambam say that Kolafim and Hagam, that everything else is according to their custom? It's Hefker! Anyone can take it. What do you mean according to their custom? However, it's clear that the Rambam is teaching us that their minog, their custom, is established by the Beis Din. So you're right, it's just a custom that's established by the Beis Din, but it's Mechayev, it's part of Mitzvah Dinim. And is it even Mechayev? Maybe it's even Mechayev Yisrael, that he's not allowed to take the Yerusha if there's no son, because the minog is to give it to whoever they say to give it to next. And it's a din, it's not stam hefker like the Menchas Chinuch asked. And like we said, that's Mitzvah's dinim. And that's what the Rambam says here in the Halacha, that the Beis Din has to be Masir Esa'am. They have to warn the people. The Lecha Mishnah says pshat is that the Beis Din shouldn't carry out injustice. They shouldn't do avel. What does the Lecha Mishnah mean? The Rambam is talking about the tafkid of the Beis Din to warn the nation. What do you mean they shouldn't do avel? Rav Shach already noted this in his Chedushim on the Rambam, the Avi Ezri. And why does the Rambam not write this at the beginning of the Sanhedrin, where he's talking about establishing a Beis Din for Jews? There he only talks about when a case comes before the Beis and they have to rule. Why doesn't he say Lahazir Asam like he does here? So the answer is that there the Rambam is talking about the Beis Din as shoftim shotrin titin l'chabachot sharecha, that you have to make Beis Dins. Because there's a inyan atzmi, there's an essential law that you have to have courts. That's for the Jews, as we saw in the Rambam. But for Bnei Noach, the purpose of their courts is, and that's for the Jews, Dafkan Eretz Yisrael, according to the Rambam, but for Bnei, as we learned in the previous year. But according to for the Bnei Noach, it's that there should be law and order. Shalei shachis ha'olam. L'takin ha'lochot ben haga. And they also have to warn not to do evil. That's also part of their tafkid. But when it comes to Hilchos Sanhedrin, when the Rambam is talking about the batei dinim of the Jews, there the baal din comes before. You have to judge him. Shoftim shoftim titein lecha. But here we're talking about creating a system where so that the world shouldn't run amok. So that there should be law and order. That's only that replies to the batei dinim of Bnei Noach, and therefore the Rambam says lahazir asam, make sure lo yishachis olam. So that includes now legislating, making appointing judges, and to warn the nation. Look here in the Chemdes Yisrael what he said. So that's all according to the Rambam, but the Ramban writes al pi ha-gemara that you need made courts b'bnei noach b'chol year v'year, not only b'chol pelech u'pelech. According to the Rambam, it's only b'chol pelech u'pelech because it's just to establish law and order, and that's enough to have in every province. But according to the Ramban, it's an inyan atzmi b'bnei noach, and therefore, like we explained in the previous year, you need b'chol year v'year because it's an independent law, not only to establish, not only so there should be law and order, but an independent halacha that there have to be batei dinim b'chol pelech u'pelech b'chol year v'year. And then you have Amma, this base, and the Rambam writes that it's also included in Mitzvah's Dinim. Like we said, the Kuli Alma, it's included in Mitzvah's Dinim. But with a different flavor, with a different nature, a different mahalich. Because according to the Rambam, it's just a hechitim to the Tikkun HaOlam. But according to the Ramban, it's an inyan atzmi, they should have a base din. That's why they need courts. But according to both of them, it's included in Dinim. And therefore, the other Dinim the Rambam wrote, the Ramban writes, Nachmanides, etc. If you look there in the Ramban, in Parashat Vayishlach, so that's all, not just a hechatim tzilakiyum olam. It's an inyan atzmi, it's an independent din, that they should have dinim on every detail, and they can make their own dinim. Unless you say like the Ramah, that they have to judge lefi dinei Yisrael, but the Hamek Sheila and the Chemdes Yisrael already are say, no, it's not true. Pashtus is that they don't judge dinei Yisrael, they judge their own laws that they made up, and they teach in Cardozo Law School. That's their chiyuv, that's Mitzvah's dinim, and that's the machlokas Rambam Ramban. Is it according to the Rambam just a chitimtzi for kiyum ha'olam, ha'olam omed ala din, or according to the Ramban, no, it's also included in dinim, but it's more than that, it's an indinyan atzmi, it's not just tikkun ha'olam. And there are a number of nafkaminas, which hopefully we'll see. And that's what the Rambam is coming to exclude. And he says, Ketzad, how are the mitzvahs of dinim? Now, even though the mice included in dinim are all dinim mominis, it's not like the Ramban that Hamadas Bezin is a prat b'dinim mominis. That's the yisod. That you have to have a Bezin, which is tikkun olam al pi din. And mikor geder zeh, you have all the dinim that they make. And with this, we can understand the Kiryas Sefer. The Mabit here, he writes, "Sheina mitzvah Elohim modes hadayonim de mishpat ksiv bu lasut mishpat utstaka." Begabe hamodes danim ksuv yishabtu usam but mishpat tzedek. So Kiryas Sefer, if you are sensitive to this language, he's coming to exclude something. He says their only purpose, "Sheina mitzvah Elohim modes hadayonim." That's all they do. Because it says mishpat, lasis mishpat utstaka, and the Gabbai Hamadas Tadanim says v'shavtu with some mishpat tzedek. So their purpose is mishpat. So what's the Rambam coming to exclude? He doesn't bring the sheet of the Ramban that everything is included in dinim. And the Rambam is coming to argue. No, the Rambam agrees with the Ramban. But the Kiryas Sefer is telling you what the Yesod HaInyan is. Ein ha-mitzvah ela ha-modes dayanim. L'maisa, like the Ramban, they also have to make laws. But the Yesod HaDin is ha-modes dayanim l'mishpat utstaka kiyum olam. That the world needs to exist, the world needs to function, the world needs to have law and order. And mikoch ze memeila kitotza'a mikach hem mitchayvim b'chol adinim. Aval lo mitzvat din atzmi, ela rak mimitzvat ha'amadat ha'dayanim, kmo shesbarnu. It's not an independent law that there has to be dinim, like the Ramban holds. No, the Rambam holds that there has to be law and order. It's a means towards law and order. But not inherently there have to be dinim. And therefore, it starts with hamadis hadayanim. And they also have to make laws, they also have to legislate. And this we can answer, the horror of the Ramah, and it's Chubis and Simin Yud. And the Gemara in Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis is Machlokas, where you learn dinim from. From Vayitzav, what God commanded Adam and Gan Eden, or Elohim. Gemara has two opinions. Frek the Ramah, why did the Gemara not say my nafkamina like it did by the Pesukim of the Zara? Ayin Shem the Ramah. So he answers that you don't need to explain, it's Pashut. The nafkamina is if you learn from Elohim, then they have to follow Dina Yisrael in their courts. And if you learn from Vayitzav, which the Gemara is Mishayech, the Gemara relates that, links that to the pasuk of Lasoi Staka Umishpat, Kia Dati Vashayitzave, Vayitzav, as Banavetzavachu of Lasoi Staka Umishpat, the Gemara connects the two. So that's Mishpat Nimusi. That's just a secular system of law. But if you learn from Elohim, it's a Jewish system of law. So Gemara doesn't have to say the Nafkamina, it's push it. But as we noted, the Chemz Yisrael and the Amik Sheila, and they say no, they're judging Dinei Bnei Noach, Zula Machloket. The Gols in Aruch Laner, and the Chasim Sofer, and the Tshuvis in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Tzadi Aleph. So based on what we said, Pashit, they're right, it's Dinei Bnei Noach. But the Machlokes is after they were Kovei Dinim, is there a Din Atzmi? And these dinim, and that would be learned from Elohim, which is din atzmi, or is it just a hechetim tzilakim olam? Stuck on mishpat, vayitzav, asher yitzav is benavetz v'acholatz, stuck on mishpat. Skipped a few words. So their machlokes could be the machlokes rishonim of the Rambam and the Ramban. If you learn from vayitzav, it's kiyum olam, and if you're from Elohim, it's a din atzmi, like the Ramban holds. Then it's Kiyum Olam, that's like the Rambam. The Chasdei David on the Tosefta in the ninth paragraph of the Zohar Lach Dalet asks on the fact that the Tosefta enumerates the Shev Mitzpein Och and starts with Dinim. Frank the Chasdei David of the Zohar and Gilei Arayis are Asach Harba from Dinim. They're much more severe. So why not start with like the big stuff? For the Zohar and Gilei Arayis, why start with Dinim? So he says, according to the Rambam, Dinim includes the other mitzvahs which are Sharei Aleihem Nitna. Dinim were given to enforce the other mitzvahs. So it starts with Dinim. But Lechora, the logic is the opposite. First you have to know what the other Dinim are, and then you can say, oh, now that you have these Dinim, the judge's job is to enforce it. But to start with the judges, when you don't know what the judges are doing, my high, why start with Dinim? But based on what we said, the purpose of the courts is not the other six mitzvahs. The purpose of the courts is Yisod HaOlam Achzakato, to keep the world running in an honest and upright, moral, ethical fashion. And therefore it's the first mitzvah. First mitzvah is Kiyum Olam, keep the world going, and then we get into the details. Especially if we say that all the mitzvahs B'nai Noach, like some older, are the Tikkun Olam. But this is Shpitz Tikkun Olam. So that's why the Tosefta starts with Dinim. Now a little word on Parshas HaShavua. It's always good Siyata Dishmaya when you're learning something unrelated and you get to your Parsha. Parshas Chayisara. The Me'iri and Daf Nun Vav writes that Mitzvahs Dinim are like the Rambam, that he have to be Moshe Beis Din. B'chol the year v'year, Ladin b'sheva mitzvahs. Now remember, according to the Rambam, it's only b'chol pelech u'pelech. So in this detail, it's not like the Rambam, but he learns that the mitzvah of Dinim is Lahoshev Beis Din. Lahoshev Batei Din. Ladun B'din Sheva Mitzvahs. So that sounds more or less like the Rambam. Dinim is Beis Dins. But what's Ladun Sheva Mitzvahs? Sheish Mitzvahs, like the Rambam writes here. The other six. So the answer is no. Included in the mitzvahs of Dinim are also takanos, hanhagos of all Dinei Maminus. The Rambam also holds that way, just like the Ramban. And also on this, the Beis Din's done. It's Sheva Mitzvahs. They're also done the Dinim. Dinim is mitpatzel, Tamad is Dayanim, but also all the laws that they make. The Yisod is Hamad is Dayanim, but from that, you have to have Hamad is Dayanim so there should be law and order. So for that, they need to make laws, they need to legislate. So the Rambam was just saying, in Pashtus we have six. That primarily the job of the Beis Din, the other six are just laws. They're judging those laws. The seventh is Hamadas Dayanim. And also, in addition to Hamadas Dayanim, it's to make dinim. So, this mitzvah is a Murkav Mishnayim. So the Rambam says only six. It's judging the other six, even though the Rambam would agree. But they also have to make their own laws. Dayanim have to judge their own dinim. But the Rambam says, just mentions the other six. He says that the job of the Dayanim is to judge the other six. But it's Pashut that included in Dayanim is also to make their own dinim. It's included. And dinim is not all there is to it, whereas the other ones are just, those are the laws. Here they're not just laws, there's also a mother's dayanim. So the Rambam went with the other six. But the Mira here says seven, which is also true from another perspective, that in addition to be ma'amid dayanim, they also have to make dinim. They have to judge those dinim that they made, they created. Interesting that the Torah has trust in man that we can make our own systems of courts. You know, the world was very barbaric and uncivilized until recently, until very recently. We live in a democratic society. Other countries still live by barbaric rule. But that's the human being has that capacity, and it's expected of him to make laws, to follow them. And the Meiri, he brings also the Ramban, but he only brings him with respect to the question of, is one killed for not, their chiyuv misa, for not being Moshev Dayanim? According to the Ramban, no, it's only an essay. There's another nafkamina between the Rambam and the Ramban, apparently. Bishar Dine Mominis, which the Ramban says there is, and the Rambam doesn't mention it. So the answer is, from Dante's Gedringen, that bevadai shegam Rambam sover kach. Harambam maskim im Ramban that there's a mitzvah of making dinim. But the discussion is, the thing is, the argument is there a din atzmi or is it just din tikkun olam? That's their argument. But everybody agrees that they're dinim. The Meiri in Kedushin Dav Gimel Amid Aleph Lenin Chalifin Ba'akum, that there's no Chalifin barter at Kinyan Ba'akum. So how is Stay Efron? How do they discuss there in the Gemara? Stay Efron being Alidei Chalifin. How could it be? Ain Chalifin Ba'akum. V'lin Nira says the Meiri. Shemikol Mokom at Shinitna Torah B'nei Noach Mitzvah Ma'al Adinim Kol Dargei Akniyos V'adinim Havu Shavus L'Kulam. Until the Torah was given and B'nei Noach were commanded about Dinim, all types of Kinyanim and Dinim were equal for all of them. Mefurish in the Meiri, that even though he holds like the Rambam mitzvahs dinim, that the mitzvahs hamad is dayanim, but mikoach dinim there's kinyan chalifin ba'akum. And then after the Torah was given, it was mufka, it was removed, it was taken away from the akum and given only to the Jews. Now only we have a kinyan chalifin. But before Matan Torah was man Ephron, they had a kinyan chalifin because part of dayanim is dinim. וזה בדיוק מה שאנחנו אומרים, שמכוח מצווה זו יש לבית דין כוח להנהיג בדיני ממונות כפי הקביעה שקפיות שלהם, כפי מה שהם קובעים. Like the Rambam says about Nachlos that we saw. And if they establish a Kenyan Khalifan, that also has the Koach of Mitzvah's Dinim. And therefore it's called a Kenyan. Therefore the Gemara can talk about Steyer from possibly being Kenyan Khalifan. And that's Kishita Sarambam. That in addition to the Anam, they're also Dinim. So the Rambam and the Ramban agree. אז יש שיר מאוד פופולרי, עם הנצח לא מפחד מדרך ארוכה. The eternal nation is not afraid of a long path. And we still have a lot to do בסייעתא דשמיא. So הקדוש ברוך הוא שגיב את הכוח, לשמחת חיים, ללמוד וללמד, לשמוע ולעשות, לקיים את כל דברי סלם ותורה שבאהבה, and we should be זוכר to go weiter. And this year, there's a lot more to say. בשמחה וטוב לב ומרוב כל. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.